business news now from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Mary. As we heard just before the ad break, news this morning that Amazon plans to shed more than 18,000 roles worldwide. It's the latest big technology firm to unveil major layoffs as the cost of living crisis sees customers cut back on spending. As we enter 2023, people are planning to save more in response to economic uncertainty. And that's according to the latest research conducted for Permanent TSB's Reflecting Ireland quarterly series on consumer attitudes and behaviours. To talk us through the findings, we're joined by Leontia Fannin, Permanent TSB's Head of Corporate Affairs. Good morning.
Good morning, Priscilla.
People will be cutting their cloth in 2023. What are they saying about their saving plans?
So our research today reveals three key findings. Firstly, in relation to the country overall, people feel that Ireland is a good place to grow up and grow old, but there are very few who've not been impacted by the changing economic environment. And consumers are planning to respond to that by saving more into 2023. And that really is down to economic uncertainty, as we're seeing the majority of people saying that they're going to be saving for a rainy day as opposed to anything in particular. The other area we looked at was major issues of concern for the year ahead. Not surprisingly, cost of living, housing, health, care all top the list. Climate change is a priority for people, but not as high up the list as those other three key areas. All in all, pragmatism seems to be a key theme that's coming through this research. People are aware that there may be some challenging times ahead and are prepared to cut their cloth accordingly.
What proportion of consumers say they will not be in a position to save money this year?
Yeah, so up to about 40% of consumers are saying that they will not be in a position to save money. I think it's a real mixed picture when we're looking at financial health and well-being. Those that can save will. And really what we're seeing is that there are some who will be able to cope with the financial pressures that will come over the next year and others who will likely struggle.
The people who are in a position to save, what are they saving for?
Very much a rainy day. The majority of people are saying they are saving for nothing in particular. So that's what it's showing is that that is quite precautionary spending. It's in response to economic uncertainty. And there is some warning signs for the hospitality industry in particular, in that people are saying that they're going to be cutting back on discretionary spend items, such as hotels, restaurants, pubs, etc., in order to be able to save more this year.
Okay, so bad news for the economy if discretionary spending isn't there.
I think there is that potential risk for the local economy. I think businesses need to adapt and to evolve will be ever more important, particularly as we're likely to see more of these highs and lows of consumer spending over the next year.
There was a build-up of savings during the pandemic. That money hasn't really been spent. Like, is it psychological that people feel that they need to continue saving?
I think it is a lot to do with how people are feeling around potential economic uncertainty, as we've said. We have a behavioural scientist who works with us on this research. And what she's saying to us is that people are really responding to the narrative that's in the media at the moment, the way people are feeling in terms of their actual spend, and unlikely to really be able to see what exactly they're going to be spending their funds on over the course of the next couple of months.
The survey also found that women feel more vulnerable to a financial shock than men. Do we know why that is?
Yeah, again, as I said, financial well-being and health reveals quite a mixed picture. Women are feeling more vulnerable to a financial shock than men. The research didn't go into the specific details as to why, but if I were to potentially look at the reasons why, maybe it's because women are more close to the household budget and they're managing it on a day-to-day basis, or they're more forthcoming with regards to the state of their own financial well-being.
And despite the financial challenges ahead, people rate Ireland highly as a place to grow up and grow old in.
They do. All in all, there was positive sentiment about the country despite the challenges that we are facing, citing our welcoming nature as one of the most positive things about living in Ireland today.
Okay, well, we'll end on a high note there. Leontia Fannin, Permanent TSB's Head of Corporate Affairs, thank you for coming in this morning.